Track 2. Neil's take. Well, this is clearly the time to start gardening, so Neil's column this month is definitely timely, even if he's not trimming the thyme.
Don't you just love the smell of freshly mown grass? That and the whir of lawn mowers are a sure sign that spring is on the way. Soon, hedgehogs will be emerging from hibernation, crawling out of their cosy winter quarters deep in the compost heap. Our spiky friends are not the only ones. At Shady Pines, the head gardener is also stirring. Mrs. H has been taking stock of what needs doing on the estate. Her trips to the linen line go beyond merely hanging out the washing. As she pegs away, I can see her head moving like a CCTV camera as she pans round the garden. As soon as she returns to the house, she launches. We need to feed the shrubs. And we must move the snowdrops now they're green. And look at the forsythia. I cut that back. It's only supposed to grow to 4 feet tall. She reels off a list of stuff we need to buy. Farmyard manure, chicken pellets, and something to nuke the damned moss. Of course, the weeds perk up at this time of the year, and ageing limbs have made it one of the more onerous tasks in the garden. I will confess here that I've given in, and an ex-colleague who does a bit of gardening helps out with the weeding. That has made us a bit lazy. Leave that. He can do that next time he comes. In spite of that, Mrs. H drives us ever onward to keep the garden trim, but she does try to exercise some restraint over me and my enthusiasm for pruning. I've had the annual warning about the buddleia. You annihilated it last year, she rasped. You're supposed to cut it to 3 shoots from the bottom, I protested. And it grew again, didn't it? I'm going to do the fuchsia next. Well, don't go mad, poor things. I chop the fuchsias back to the ground every year, and every year they bounce back. They're quite ancient now, and I suspect one of these springs they'll give up the ghost, and Mrs. H will say, I told you so. The fact that I've been hacking them mercilessly for years doesn't cross her mind. When I'm pruning, my problem is I take a bit off, then a bit more, and before I know it, I'm left with a stubby skeleton. I think I find pruning a kind of therapy. It seems that crunching through branches acts as an exhaust valve for all that irks me. While the garden might cringe when it sees me approach with the loppers, I wonder how it feels when Mrs. H appears, wrapped up against the elements, with her pruners clutched menacingly in her eager gloved hands. She must strike fear into the rampant bamboo and marauding ivy. But I must admit she is well organised. She has an old diary where she records when and what to prune and the best times for planting. She has cross-referenced this with the page numbers in her gardening encyclopedia. Last week she thrust the diary at me. Right in there when you prune the weigelia, she said, adding, and put see page 84. As I wrote in the diary, she read out the pruning instructions for the buddleia. Cut it back to 3 shoots from the ground. Told you, I crowed. I don't win many, but that was as sweet as the smell of newly mown grass.
Thank you, Neil. I've just started cutting our grass too.